AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Plans for another summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are on hold. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president announced last week they'd meet in Budapest to discuss ending the Ukraine war.
I would say within 2 weeks or so. Pretty quick.
But a White House official says there are no plans for a meeting in the near future after a call between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his Russian counterpart. It's the latest bit of whiplash in the president's bid to resolve the nearly four-year war.
Ni President Trump, ni President Putin.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov suggests there's no sense of urgency for a meeting and says serious preparations needed before one. Ukraine's president accuses Putin of stalling for time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump met with Senate Republicans at the White House about the government shutdown.
From the beginning, our message has been very simple. We will not be extorted on this crazy plot of theirs. They've never done this before. Nobody has. You always vote for an extension.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are sending a message of unity.
Staying strong against helping Americans who desperately need a fix to the health care crisis. Staying strong to the young couple whose parents are getting kicked out of a nursing home, staying strong to people in rural America who are seeing their hospitals close.
The shutdown is entering its fourth week. In Israel, Vice President J.D. Vance says he's optimistic about the progress of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire.
Right now, where I stand, I feel confident that we're going to be in a place where this peace lasts, where it's durable. And if Hamas doesn't cooperate, then as the President of the United States has said, Hamas is going to be obliterated.
Vance noted flare-ups in violence in recent days, but said the ceasefire is going better than he expected. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. It's NBA opening night.
Defending champion Oklahoma City will raise its first title banner in the NBA season opener against Houston after defeating Indiana in 7 games in the NBA Finals in June. Thunder star and reigning Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
The challenge is going to be reeling all the emotions and the joy and the excitement, reeling it all in.
The Rockets added former OKC star and 15-time All-Star Kevin Durant in the offseason.
Excited for a new season, you know, anxious to get started.
In the late game, all-time three-point leader Stephen Curry and the Warriors visit the Lakers.
You look forward to doing what we do as players and going out there and hooping.
LA will be without NBA all-time leading scorer LeBron James, sidelined with sciatica for the start of his record 23rd NBA season.
I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to play the game that I love for another season.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.